Thank you, Dr. Sturgambino, and welcome everyone. Hey, you over there, stop texting. I bet I just caught a few of you, didn't I? You will hear this warning often in the classroom here at Lafayette as you or one of your classmates sneaks a peek at their cell phone underneath their desk. You may think you are fooling your professors, but trust me, they see everything. You have just stepped into an elite community of learning. Unplug from the distractions of technology and optimize your experience. Outside of class, as you walk through the library, you will notice most of your classmates are browsing Facebook and Twitter rather than researching for that paper or studying for that test. Do yourself a favor and unplug. Once you step away from the all-consuming and admittedly entertaining world that is the internet, you will begin to fully appreciate Lafayette for what it is. And what's that? What is Lafayette? Well, I think it's different for everyone. Each of you has a specific reason for choosing Lafayette. Maybe that reason is the stellar academic reputation or the beautiful campus. For me, it was the community and the intimacy of the school. I was homeschooled K through 12, so enrolling in a state school with incoming class sizes in the thousands just wasn't a viable or appealing option for me. I love that I cannot walk around on campus without seeing someone I know. I love that my professors always know me by name. I love that I can email any member of the faculty, staff, or administration, and they will meet with me, even before I was involved with student government. Lafayette will not nurture and educate the class of 2016 as a mass of nameless students. They will nurture you and you and you, individually. You will not get lost in the crowd here if you just unplug and engage. Though this community is strong, your time here will probably not be all positive. I have a friend who works in the admissions office, and she's actually sitting up there. Hi, Lauren. And she told me that when around April, when the admissions decisions were coming in, all of you were calling, asking, did I get in? When are the letters coming out? And in a lot of cases, it was your parents who were the ones calling. And although she was not permitted to give you your admission decision over the phone, the Hunger Games had just entered the movies, and she was tempted to tell you, may the odds be ever in your favor. Well, the odds are not always going to be in your favor. You're going to struggle. You may receive a grade that is lower than you hoped. You may have trouble balancing social, familial, and academic obligations. You may worry about how you will pay your upcoming tuition bill, or wonder whether you're ever going to have the time to sleep again. But don't retreat to your dorm room and go online. Reach out to this community to connect with someone who I'm sure you will find is eager to help. You're going to change. You're going to change in ways you did not plan, in ways you may not have originally wanted. You may start off in engineering and switch to government and law, which is actually what I ended up doing. You may be liberal right now and start to develop conservative ideals. You may learn about cultures and people that take you out of your comfort zone and develop a new mantra of inclusion and diversity. Don't resist this change. Reach out to this community. We are all changing too. And finally, you will triumph. You will triumph. Your triumphs will exceed anything you thought possible. And in most cases, your triumphs will actually grow from your struggling and changing. So unplug. Hold on tight to this community and to your new family. In class of 2016, you are in for the journey of your life. And thanks for listening. Before I leave, I wanted to do a little chant with you to kind of solidify this community. The chant is simple. It's just, we are Lafayette, and it was coined in the athletic department last year. So if we could take this section here, you're going to be the we's, middle section, R's. In the last section, you have a few more syllables. You're just going to chant Lafayette. So if everyone would stand and chant with me. Are we ready? We are Lafayette. We are Lafayette. One more time. We are Lafayette. Welcome, everybody, and enjoy your 4 years.